Hello? Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding.
Hi, this is Fiona Williams. Thanks for getting connected with eBay. How are you doing today?
Good. What's the second thing in the yard?
Did you place any order of a gift card which is $299?
For what?
A gift card. Purchase of a gift card.
Who's the call? Yeah, I'm listening. Who's the call?
There has been an order placed of a gift card which is $299 from the eBay, right?
Can I get the refund?
Sure, this is not about the refund. This is about your cancellation which you need to do, right? Because right now someone is trying to misuse with the information because right now there has been an order placed, the gift card order from Mountain View, California. So we suspecting that this is the fraudulent thing which has been tried to place without your knowledge and authorizing.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
So that's the reason, sir, you are receiving this call from the eBay, so you can directly get connect to us and we can help you to get the blocking ID because someone is misusing your information from the overseas. As you know, many illegal activities are going around right now.
That's
okay. Right. So first of all, sir, could you just tell me the cell phone which you're using, is it an Android cell phone or is it an Apple phone? Cell phone you're using so I can help you to get the cancellation ID and a form?
Yeah, it's an Android.
Okay, so could you just put me on loudspeaker from your cell phone?
Okay. I'm speaking now.
Okay, now you need to press your home button and come back to your home screen where you can see all of your regular icons and a wallpaper.
Yeah, see that? Yeah.
Now there will be an application on your cell phone, Play Store. Play Store. Open that Play Store.
Yep. I'm trying to find it. I'll have to see me, but bear with me. Yep, Play Store. Yep, got it.
Now open that app.
Yeah, I'll open it.
Now on the extreme top, can you see anything say search for apps and games with a magnifying glass?
Yeah, search for apps.
Yes, now give a tap on that and type over there, eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
Yeah, E-B-A-Y.
You have written that?
I've written eBay. It says eBay Australia app, eBay Australia, eBay app download.
No. I will be let you know, sir. After eBay, you need to give a space and you need to type A as in Apple.
After eBay?
And after eBay, give a space, then type A as in Apple.
Yep.
And for November.
Yep.
Y as in yellow.
Any desk?
Yes. Give a tap on that. Give a tap on search.
Yep.
Now, what are the options you can see over there?
First option is any desk, remote desktop, eBay, the marketplace, the shop, any desk, plug-in, aided,
Now, can you see any option says any desk, remote desktop with a red color application with a white diamond in it, two diamonds. Any desk,
It says one diamond or half a, one diamond, half a diamond. It says any desk, remote desktop.
Yes, give a tap on that.
Or any desk, plug-in, AD1.
No, no, please, confirm that any desk, remote desktop, sir. The first option which you told me, right?
I don't know.
And below that, there will be an option says install. You need to give a tap on it. And if you see open, just do let me know, sir. We will be generate the blocking ID from the headquarters. Okay? Just do let me know when you can see open.
Okay. Open it?
Yes, give a tap on open.
Yep.
Now, can you see anything say agree, continue?
Yes, agree down the bottom, yes.
Yes, give a tap on agree, continue. Now, what comes up?
This is a privacy statement. We are here to talk about privacy.
Yes, give a tap on agree, continue. Yes, okay. If you see any option, okay, continue. Give a tap on that.
It says, okay, now I've got to Google Play Store. Just once. Open with.
No. What can you see, sir? What are the options is coming up?
It says open up. It says open with Galaxy Store or Google Play. Oh.
Okay, open with Google Play, sir. Open with Google Play.
Hang on. Any desktop, your address, I've got a number, 346-493-277.
Just hold on. Give me, slow down. Can you see your ID over there?
Yes.
Tell me that ID.
It says 346.
346.
Yep, 493.
Yes.
277.
277, right?
Yes. It's
3464932 77, right?
That's right.
Okay. So just give me a moment, right? Just hold on a moment. Let me verify with your cancellation ID. Just give me a moment, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, are you there, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, so, sir, can you see your ID, right? The numbers which you can see?
Yeah.
Underneath that, can you see anything, say, set password or anything like that?
Yeah.
Give a tap on that set password. Give a tap on that.
Yep.
Scroll up your page. There will be an option you will be able to see.
Yep.
Permission profile. What can you see, sir? What are the options you can see over there?
Oh, there's heaps of options. It's permissions, allow other devices to save login information with this. Fee or tokens, enable two-factor, enable pre-protection, key pre-protection profiles.
Okay, scroll down. You need to scroll down little bit. There will be an option says permission profile.
What is it?
You need to scroll down your page little bit. Scroll down.
I did.
Now you will be able to see there will be an option says permission profile. Just scroll down slowly.
Permission profiles,
Yes, give a tap on it. Yes, give a tap on it.
Default screen sharing. Go on.
Now, what can you see, sir?
Default screen sharing, full access, attended access.
Yes, give a tap on the third option, sir. Full access. Give a tap on the third option.
Full access for who?
This is the security thing, sir. We are just generating the password for you so we can help you to get cancel that fraudulent purchase which has been tried to misuse with your information. This is a security password, sir. So you can block each and everything and get the securities on your information, okay?
Okay. Full access?
Yes. Give a tap on full access.
On what?
The third option, sir. The third option which you can see. The third option.
I did that.
Now what can you see?
Profile full access.
Did you tap on full access? Give a tap on full access.
Okay, hang on. Enable intended screen.
Yes, give a tap on enable unattended access. Can you see the checkbox over there?
Yeah, that's the set password.
Yes, I will be provide you with the password, sir. You need to type all in the lower cases, okay? eBay, it will be eBay, E-B-A-Y.
Yeah.
All in the lower cases, right?
Yeah.
E-B-A-Y.
Got it.
Now after that, you need to type the numbers. Over there, after that, you need to type 7860.
What?
After eBay, you need to type over there number 7, number 8, number 6, number 0.
Breaking out.
Did you done that?
No, it's eBay 7, 8. What number? 7, 8,
7,
9,
8,
0.
6, no, 7, 8, 6, 0.
Yeah, okay,
it
got that.
It will be eBay 7860.
Yep.
Now,
it.
Give a tap on OK.
Okay, yeah.
Now, just hold on a moment, sir, as I'm going to transfer this call to one of my senior executives, right? He's going to help you to block each and everything and provide you with the securities, right? Just bear with me for a moment, okay?
I'm at work. I can't do this now. I didn't know it's going to take this long.
Just give me a moment, sir. I do understand your concern that you are at working at the moment, but this is very important for you to secure your information because your information is getting misused from the overseas. It won't be take too much of your time, sir. Just bear with me for a moment, okay?
Thank you for holding the line. This is Alex William, the senior supervisor. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good to hear that. So I do believe my previous colleague might told you about the fraudulent charge of a gift card purchase. That's correct?
I don't know nothing about it.
Okay. That's the reason. You are not doing anything and this is a fraudulent charge. That is the reason. So what can you see on your cell phone screen? Can you let me know?
Sorry?
What can you see on your cell phone screen, sir?
Permission profile.
Okay. Now, you will receive the security warning from the security server of eBay. If you see the Start Now option coming up, click on the Start Now. It will be from the security server. Click on the Start Now option. Okay. Now, at the right down bottom corner, there will be an option which says Close. Click on that Close option.
Done that.
Again, give a click on the Close option.
Done that.
Now, at the left top corner, there will be an arrow pointing backwards. Click on that arrow.
Yes.
Now, what comes up, let me know.
It says remote address. It's eBay Secure Server. Now, viewing your desktop.
Now, you have connected to the eBay Secure Server. So, right now, first of all, we will check that your IP address is secured or not. So, open up a Google first. Open up the Google.
Yep. I'll
now, Google, now type on the Google, my, M as in Mary, Y as in yellow, my.
Yeah.
Then give a space.
Yeah.
Then number 1.
Yeah.
Then P as in Peter, P.
1P?
Yeah. Now, do you see the second option came up? This is my 1P address location. Click on that one, correct?
Yep.
Now, after that, the first option will be coming up. What is my IP address location? Find out here.
Yep.
We can...
yep. Press that. Hello?
Yeah, click on the what is my IP address location. Click on that one.
Done that. Yep. Loading now.
Yes. Now, it will be showing your IP address. Correct me if I am wrong. It will be showing you 1.145.96.39. That's correct?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is the IP address is used by those fraudulent persons. And just below the number, there will be a red highlighted one written something. Could you read it back for me?
Oh.
Just below that.
Are you honest? Your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your connection.
Yes. So you can see that those fraudulent persons have got into your IP address and they are doing that right now. Okay, so at the left top corner, at the left top corner of that page, go at the very top. Scroll up. There will be a blue color box, and on the blue color box left top, there will be X sign. Give a click on that X.
Yep.
Now, at the very top, it will be showing you your status. What is it showing you? It's protected or unprotected?
Unprotected.
Yes, so right now it is unprotected, so we have to protect it one by one. So what you need to do, sir, you need to simply log in to your email. First of all, log in to your email and check today, did you got any mail from eBay or Amazon or any other e-commerce website for something purchase? And do let me know, okay?
It says it can't send or receive emails. Get storage, clean up space.
Yeah, so you can see that right now those fraudulent persons are accessing your email. And they are doing that because it has been full. But you are not getting emails from any eBay. Did you got any email from eBay that an order has been purchased right now?
No.
Yeah, that's the reason. They have got into your email address and they are doing again and again this kind of stuff. So at the right-hand side top corner, there will be your name initial. Click on the name initial.
Yes.
Now, check the email. Is that your email or not? Check it.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. Not a problem. We have to secure that email address. And your email address ends with sh@gmail.com. That's correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So right now we have to secure your email address. Now what you need to do, you need to simply log into your account, check your statement. Okay, check your statement, and if you see any suspicious on your statement, like a single dollar transaction which is unknown to you, do let me know. We will put a report on that, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, check your statement and do let me know. I'm on the line.
Yeah, I know that, but I don't have time to do this now.
Just check it from your end. It won't take much time. Do you do online banking? I do believe you do online banking.
I do not.
You do not do online banking?
No, I do not. Not on my phone. No, I don't.
Okay. Where do you check it?
I go to the bank or I ring them up.
Okay.
But I don't do online banking on my phone.
Okay. Just hold for a moment. Let me check that for you.
You can check. Believe me, I don't do online banking.
Okay, just hold for a moment.
Okay.
Okay. Now, could you please confirm me the name of the bank which you deal with, sir?
The what?
The name of the bank which you deal with.
St. George.
St. George. Okay. And right now you are at work. That's correct, sir?
That's right. Yes.
Okay. So, could you please tell me the good time you will reach your home?
Tonight, about 7 o'clock, I'll be here. I work with children.
Okay, you work for children. Okay. Do you have any free time while the time between four? Will you get any free time between 4 so that we can do this?
Yeah, yeah. On Saturday, I get free time, or you can ring me up anytime after 7 o'clock.
After 7 o'clock?
Yeah, after 7 p.m., yeah.
Okay, just hold for a moment. Let me check. That
anyway.
I can arrange a call back for you now.
Beautiful, yeah.
Okay, and could you please tell me tomorrow at what time you leave for the work? Tomorrow you will go to the work?
Tomorrow I go to the work?
Yes, at what time tomorrow will you leave for the work? Tomorrow?
I mean 6 a.m. in the morning.
6 a.m. in the morning?
6.30 in the morning.
6.30 in the morning?
Yes, I'll leave before enough to school kids.
Okay, so you work for more than 12 hours, sir?
Not 12 hours. I'll have a break and then that's it. The break is the lunch break. Yeah.
Okay. At what time you will have your break?
But I only get half an hour break.
Half an hour break. Okay, just told me.
Yeah. I get that probably at 11:30.
Okay, tell me the break time. At what time you get your break?
At 11:30 in the morning.
11:30, that's lovely.
It's 12 o'clock.
Okay. So right now what I will do, sir, right now today after 7 is out of our callback range because we work from up to 4. So that's the reason. I'm arranging a call back for you for tomorrow for put the security, for securing your information, okay, at 11:30. That will be good?
That'll be good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, right now what you need to do, simply you do not have to do any online activity, anything purchased from online. You do not have to do any shopping for till tomorrow because we
okay,
have to put the
good.
Security. Yeah.
Okay. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning then, yeah?
Yes, I will give you a call back at 11:30. That's lovely.
Good man. All right. Thank you, sir. Yeah. Someone's trying to hack into my... Stop. Trying to buy things.